one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
All right, we're back here on KKNT 960 AM, the News Talk of Phoenix. Give us a call, 602-508-0960. Nationwide, 888-960-9696. And remember, if you're an illegal alien juvenile who's addicted to drugs, forget it. You're not getting any treatment. Go back and ask your president.
Take care of you.
Yes. Speaking of which, I hope people are paying careful attention. Just as we've talked about the Security Prosperity Partnership, the superhighway, the smart port that's coming in, folks, there are some serious problems going on in Mexico right now. I mean, we have a country, our good neighbor to our south, and this is what I don't get, and Carmen, we've been saying this since we started this border security movement 4 years ago.
Right.
You have an unstable government. You have a government that is split down the middle as much as our government is, in a sense of socialist versus constitutional, constitutional rule of law candidates, government officials. But you have Obrador, who just lost to Calderon. And Obrador has now started a shadow government, a second government in Mexico. They shut down President Fox's State of the Union speech. They shut down him making his farewell speech in the plaza in Mexico City, forced him out. Mexico is on the verge of a bloody revolution, their second one in the past 20 years. We assisted them in squashing the last one. I don't know what we're going to do about this one. But, folks, it's another reason why we need to get that border security fence
Absolutely.
Up. And we need to put our military on that border. Because when this revolution, this civil war breaks out in Mexico, what do you think is going to happen then? All of a sudden, you're going to have the poor, who've already been exploited, flooding across that border in numbers like we've never seen before. And now they're not going to be called the illegal aliens. They're going to be called refugees.
Yes.
And what are we going to do to help them? And so, and then you have a socialist government, a shadow government now led by Obrador, who's openly working with the virulent anti-American Chavez, the president of Venezuela, who, you know, just held their anti-American world summit in Cuba this weekend. I mean, there's serious anti-American sentiment and a growing danger lurking south of that border when it comes to national security, and with the potential for terrorists to be working with those organizations using the drug cartels and the human smuggling operations to enter this country, not looking to mow your yard, not looking to serve you at the local restaurant and take those mysterious jobs that Americans won't take, according to President Bush, but coming here with nefarious intentions, wanting to do us harm. So,
and it's amazing, you know,
pay attention
maybe
to.
The president doesn't know about this one yet. Maybe you need to give him that information so that he can react a little quicker.
I'm sure, you know, probably Tony Snow's listening to the show tonight, and you know, or maybe even, you know, Karl Rove. Who knows? We'll see. We know John McCain's folks are in town. Perhaps, hey, John, listen, secure the border.
Yeah.
There's terrorists coming across. He's too worried about, you know, how we're going to interrogate prisoners who can't be held to Geneva Convention standards. I can't believe this guy. Did anybody out there vote for John McCain? I can't find anybody that did. Oh, Gonzo Al at the board says he voted for McCain. Yeah, smack yourself for your mistake for me, Alex.
Really?
You know, bad for America, John McCain. All right, let's go to line two, I believe. Got a caller from Mesa.
Hello?
Richard. Hey, Richard.
Yeah, Phoenix.
Phoenix.
But I worked over in Mesa with the Minutemen.
Hey, great.
Hi, Richard.
I'm helping out our sister city over there. They're really having a problem, and it's getting more violent. The last 3 weeks I've been over there, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I heard they had we had an arrest there last week, of a Minuteman.
Yeah, I was involved. I was tossed a cold Bud Light.
Oh, a cold beverage on a hot Saturday.
Just missed me. The only reason it missed me is it slipped out of his hand. But I guess they dried his hands off down at the Who's Gal last week.
Well, great. That's interesting. You know, so many people are always afraid of the Minutemen engaging in violence or aggressive behavior. And of the 13 arrests that I know that have been documented at Minutemen rallies, not one of them have been an arrest of a Minuteman.
Exactly.
They've all been of those good, hardworking, well-intentioned migrants looking for a better life. Oh, by the way, who are also bringing good family values.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time to start a third party there, Chris. How's Minuteman and Minutewoman Party?
Absolutely.
It's got a good ring to it.
The Minuteman Party, yes.
Right.
Well,
we got to get the women in there.
Well, we do.
I mean, we can't leave them out. They're the biggest part of our life here in this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and they're
going to knock that.
No, and you know, most of the women who are Minutemen have no problems with being called Minutemen. I have had the ACLU. We're in negotiations now about making sure that we're politically correct. And,
yeah. But, I wish they'd go blow up and go somewhere.
Well.
Hey, that highway you're talking about, I haven't gotten any information on that. I look on a map, and is that being built now or in the making?
It's in the makings. It would lead from the Laredo area, which is where the World Bridge is, and it's part of the infrastructure that's already been built. It will lead from Laredo across Texas through Kansas.
Is that like Route 83 or 35?
Well, it would be
already which is already through there.
Right. This would be a brand new six lanes, fenced in, by the way, which would have no. Like, no state police would be monitoring it. It would be a special police force that will be monitoring this corridor with a checkpoint in Kansas City. And that's why we're holding the Operation U-Turn Forum in Kansas City, which is where you'll have Canadian and Mexican consulates set up. I guess you could say customs ports where these vehicles would be checked. They would be operated by government agencies from Canada and Mexico, and we would have no authority, no U.S. authority over those corridors. Not even what we suspect is that even if you're inside that corridor, that your constitutional rights don't apply. So it would be.
Boy, it's hard to believe that. Mm-hmm.
It is. Pretty scary.
Well, it certainly is, and there's a lot of information on our website about that. Look at the scroll bar at the top, MinutemanHQ.com. And then, of course, we hope to link more information on there as we do get more information. Interestingly enough, the government-sponsored website for the Security Prosperity Partnership was pulled down a few weeks ago. It's been up there. That's how I knew this wasn't just a conspiracy theory when someone first made me aware of it. And I said, really? Well, where can I get information? And they said, look, it's a government-sponsored website. Your tax dollars are paying for this. And I said, no, come on. So I typed it in, spp.gov, and there it was. So it's obvious that we need to educate people. Of course, Lou Dobbs and CNN's been doing a good job with that. It's, as well as Jerome Corsi and others, and we know Deneen Peterson will be there in Kansas City on September 30th to discuss this sort of a community forum. We hope to have more about more of these forums around the country.
You know, the good people of Mesa got to take their city back. I live over in Phoenix, and I'm helping them over there every week. I've been out there four times already, and people just don't understand what these, not only the illegals, but the people who got an amnesty and actually American citizens, intimidating, swearing, spitting, gestures with the hands, pretending they got a gun in their hand, spinning the wheels. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it is.
Stuff like this can blow out of proportion, and we could wind up in a war on these streets out there.
Mm-hmm.
And people got to wake up in Mesa and take it back. If you go down to Broadway and Mesa Drive or Gilbert area, you just can't believe how many people are standing on a corner being picked up by Americans. For work, and God knows how many trinkets they're paying.
Well, it's true.
And
I tell you, the best thing that Mesa has going for them now is a very brave and courageous mayor, Mayor Hawker.
Right. Yes.
Who is a card-carrying Minuteman, and he and the City Council of Mesa have begun discussions about how they're going to approach eradicating this crime from their streets. And I think we told them, look, do it the same way we did it here in Phoenix. You have anti-solicitation ordinances. If you don't have one, then enact one. And that's one of the ways that we had the local law enforcement here in Phoenix deal with the the 34th and Thomas at the Home Depot. Look, if you don't allow prostitutes to gather on the streets and solicit for work, and you don't let drug dealers do it, then why are we letting people who are in this country illegally do it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The law
right.
is the law.
And so, you know, the funny thing is, I never see any women out there. All the women that are coming across the border, either they're getting jobs in hotels or they're prostituting on the streets.
Well, that's true.
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
I never see a woman on a corner waiting to be picked up by an American for a job.
Right. They're systematically, most of them, put into jobs, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
And, of course, way too many of them are being exploited sexually and
right.
being abused, and we've seen that. That's another reason that we have a moral obligation to secure that border.
Absolutely.
And to stop illegal immigration. Because
don't forget, don't vote for McCain. McCain lost his vote with me a long time ago, and I'm a 30-year retired Marine, so... And he's so full of bunk, it's pathetic.
Well, we have to continue to remind people, even those who did vote for him, that he doesn't want to enforce the laws. He says, no, we need a double standard. And we're not willing to enforce our laws, and we need to reward people for their hard work. Well, what about the American people?
I firmly believe he probably had a chip put in his head up in the Hilton Hotel.
Oh.
They may better take an X-ray on him again.
Well, I
don't know.
I'll always respect him for his
service to
his country. That's true. But
okay, nice talking to you.
Thank you.
I'll see you down at the border.
All right.
October.
You take care.
Have a good
bye-bye.
Evening. Bye-bye.
Oh, my.
And I just have to just jump in here because our time is really running short. And I just want to mention the Granny Brigade one more time for our upcoming operation in October. As you all know, the Granny Brigade was put into use last October, actually, when my partner Connie Faust and myself were the only women-run line in the whole nation of the United States. And so we were the sector chiefs, and we wanted to make the point that it is really also the job of a great woman to get involved in this issue.
Now, wait a minute. That flies in the face of what we hear in the media, that the Minutemen are made up of big, fat, overweight white guys.
Not true. Not true. We have great, wonderful, skinny, and... young-looking grannies and mothers, and those are the people we want to get involved. You know, it's there. Besides every great man stands a great woman.
Right.
That's how I see it, and I want you women to come out here. I want you. We're going to do a Granny Brigade again if we get enough grannies together. Remember last year when we did it, Border Patrol was able to apprehend about 15 or 16 illegal aliens while we were sitting out there in our lawn chairs. So let's do that again. You all come out and. If you can't come out for the whole month, just do it for a weekend or even for a day would be wonderful.
Yeah,
so
forget the National Guard, folks. There's no more imposing figure than you can imagine.
That's
it
right.
Must scare the bejeebers out of
granny.
These illegals and drug dealers when they come around the bend and they see a bunch of little old white-haired ladies in pink T-shirts.
Well, we're not all white-haired, but we do have great T-shirts. We're going to have them again to give away, so please come and join us in October here.
Great. So there's a place for everyone within the Minutemen.
Yes.
Legal immigrants... we do not discriminate in any way. We accept everyone. We're a pro-law, pro-moral group. We just want our borders secured, our communities protected,